The Mishnah tells us that if a person goes over to two Edim and says, "May Hashem bless you if you say Eidos for me. May Hashem do good things for you if you say Eidos for me." And they deny that they know Eidos for him. According to Rabbi Meir, they are chayev to bring a carbon for Shvuas HaEidos, and according to the Chachamim, they're potter. Why are they potter according to the Chachamim? So there's four reasons that are given in the Rishonim why they should be potter. And I want to split the reasons up into three and one. What are the three reasons, the first three reasons why they're potter? Tosfos suggests that perhaps this Shvua that the Edim make is lacking the Shem HaMiyuchad. It's a Shvua without the Shem Hashem. And therefore, the Edim are Pater, because you only bring a Karban on a Shvua which has all of the characteristics of an ideal Shvua, namely, that it includes the Shem Hashem. This Shvua does not include the Shem Hashem, therefore, the Edim are Pater for such a Shvua. The downside of saying that this is Pshat in the Chachamim is that it renders their opinion in this Mishnah redundant. Because the dispute about whether a Shvua needs to include the Shem Hashem or not is already dealt with and addressed elsewhere in the Masechta. And if the Chachamim are being poter, the Edim in this case, solely because they're lacking a Shem Hashem, so it's redundant. They're saying something which they've already said. That's the weakness with Tosfos Pshat. Two other Pshatim are advanced by the Ramban. First of all, says the Ramban, it's possible that we need to fulfill the simple meaning of the Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us that a Shvuas HaEidos only applies when the Edim were Shama Kol Ola. They heard the sound of an Ola, which the Gemara said earlier, an Ola is like a Shvua and a Klala all wrapped up, and a Nidoy all wrapped up in one. Shama Kol Ola. We say that either if he says Allah, that I'm invoking the Allah if you don't say Eidos, or if he says I'm invoking the Shvua if you don't say Eidos, those two languages fulfill the simple meaning of the Pasuk, that the Edim heard the sound of an Allah, and they still denied knowledge of the testimony, therefore they're going to be Chayiv. But in the case of the Mishnah, says the Ramban, the Edim did not hear the sound of an Allah. What they heard was the sound of a blessing. Hashem should bless you. Hashem should do good for you if you say Eidos for me. And then, by way of logical inference, they could infer an Allah. They could infer a Shvua. But an inferred Shvua is not the same as an explicit Shvua. An inferred Allah is not the same as an explicit Allah. And therefore, an inferred Allah does not hold true to the simple meaning of the psukim. The psukim say, you bring a karban, shvuas ha'idos, when you heard the sound of an Allah. The psukim do not say explicitly that you bring a shvuas, karban, shvuas ha'idos, when you heard something which implied the existence of an Allah. And therefore, you would be potter. That's the second pshat in the Chachamim, which is advanced by the Ramban. The third pshat in the Chachamim, which the Ramban suggests, is that maybe, if you think about it, when a person says, Hashem should bless you if you say Eidos for me, the opposite, the inference, is not that Hashem should give you an Allah if you don't say Eidos. The inference, the true opposite of Hashem should bless, is that Hashem should not bless. The opposite of Hashem should do good is not that Hashem should do bad, but rather it's that Hashem should not do good. The opposite of A is not A. The opposite of A is not B. B and A are not opposites. A and not A are opposites. So therefore, says the Ramban, this lashon of Yivarechcha and Yetiv Lecha is not a lashon which is capable of creating a chiyuv karbon. Because even if we were to acknowledge that something which is derived from an inference from the psukim, something which is not a kol ala in the simple sense of the word, but rather is an inference of a kol ala, even if we were to acknowledge that that would be sufficient to be mechayev a karbon shvua, our Mishnah is not even an inference. It's not even a mashmos or a diuk of an ala, because all he said was, if you say Eidos, Hashem should bless you. The implication is, if you don't say Eidos, Hashem should leave you alone. He shouldn't bless you. Should he curse you? That's not what's discussed. The disadvantage of this pshat, says the Ramban, is that it only works for two out of the three cases in the Mishnah. Now, there's only one time that the Chachamim say Patr on three cases. So it's not so difficult to say that they only meant Patr about two of them. But it still is a bit of a dochak to say that the word Patr, which, if just on the surface reading of the Mishnah, seems to apply to all three cases, it's a dochak to say it only applies to two. Which case is the exception? It's the case of Al Yakcha. The third case in the Mishnah is if a person says Hashem should not smite you if you say Eidos. Because over there, the clear implication, the clear inference from that, is that if you don't say Eidos, Hashem should smite, which would be a klala and an Allah. So therefore, says the Ramban, this pshat is a little bit weak as well. So those are the first three pshatim, that the Chachamim say Patur, either because it's lacking the Shem HaMiyuchad, or because an inferred Allah cannot be mechayev a karbon the same way that an explicit Allah can, or that there isn't even an inferred Allah. What's the fourth pshat? The fourth pshat, says the Ramban, is that this is a case, this case of Shvuas Ha'edos is not defined as a case of Isser alone. Rabbi Meir will tell you that any case where there's an Isser, a case which belongs to the realm of Isser Veheter, of Yoyredeo, not of Choshen Mishpat, not of monetary matters, but matters of that which are prohibited or permitted to a person, Isser Veheter. Rabbi Meir says that the Edim are Chayiv in this case because in the realm of Isser, Milsa di Isura, we can infer a yes from a no and a no from a yes. We say Miklal Lav Atashomeya Hain and Miklal Hain Atashomeya Lav. That's by Milsa di Isura. And Rabbi Meir says that Shvuas Ha'edos is defined as a Milsa di Isura. Because fundamentally, from the perspective of these Edim, they stand to gain no money and they stand to lose no money. The only reason that they're in court is to fulfill a mitzvah of the Torah to say Eidos for a fellow man. And the only thing that they violate by refusing to say Eidos is the mitzvah to say Eidos. They are not gaining any money by their silence. They're not losing any money by their silence. Nor would they gain any money by their speech or lose money through their speech. Therefore, Rabbi Meir says that this must be treated as a realm of Isser. And in a realm of Isser, you can always infer yes from no and no from yes. But the Chachamim, according to one Lashon in the Gemara, which the Ramban is explaining, would tell you that no. Even agreeing with Rabbi Meir's premises, that by Milsa di Isura we can draw inferences yes from no and no from yes, and by Mammon we cannot, the Chachamim will say that Shvuas Ha'edos is defined as Isura Sheyesh Bo Mimona. It has a monetary component. Even though the Edim themselves stand to gain and to lose nothing by their silence, but because somebody else has his money hanging and depends upon their testimony or lack thereof, it's defined as Yesh Bo Mimona, and therefore we will not suffice with an inference, but will require the explicit statement. So for Rabbi Meir, according to this Lashon, Shvuas Ha'idos is pure Isser, because it's being looked at purely from the perspective of the Edim. It's almost like a Bin Adam Lamakom. From the perspective of the Chachamim, though, they look at it the broader, everyone who's going to be impacted by this Shvua, and there are some monetary ramifications, therefore it's defined as Mimona, and an inference will be insufficient, they'll require something explicit. So Rabbi Meir has a very narrow definition, according to this, of what's defined as Yisur Shiyesh Bo Mimona. The Chachamim have a broader definition. A corollary of this is the question of Nidarim. The Gemara tells us that for Rabbi Meir, by Nidarim, we do not draw inferences. We don't say, no, not no is yes, and not yes is no. A yes is a yes, a no is a no, and we don't draw inferences from double negatives, etc. And this seems to contradict one of the Lashonos in the Gemara, that Rabbi Meir says that by Milsa di Surah, according to one Lashon in Rabbi Meir, we do draw inferences. And Fractosvos and Neder is a Milsa di Surah. It's turning a regular piece of food into a Macholos Asuros, not a monetary matter. So Tosvos answers and says that Nidarim are an Isser Kal, they're a light Isser, so it's Ki'ilu that they're Mominous. But the Ramban says, even for Rabbi Meir here, that because you're causing the Chifetz to become Asur to you, it's defined as Mamon. He expands the definition of Yisur de Isbi Mamona within Rabbi Meir in this Lashon of the Gemara, just as he did earlier for the Chachamim in the different Lashon of the Gemara.